Welcome to the Words, Women, and Wisdom Show with your host, Yvonne E.L. Silver, author, speaker, mentor, coach, and confidence catalyst. This is the show to help elevate women's confidence with inspiring stories, confident energy, intriguing content, and live Q&A call-in opportunities for you, our listener. I'm your show host, Yvonne Silver. Welcome. I teach women to flourish in business. I'm a speaker, a coach, a mentor. I'm a business owner, an author, a mother, a wife, and a growth catalyst. And I'm delighted to be joined today by one of my great colleagues and friends, Monica Kretschmer, who I'll introduce in just a moment. For those who I haven't met, this is the first launch show. So just a brief introduction. I'm passionate, as you can probably tell, about teaching women to flourish in business by elevating their confidence, helping them develop a juicy vision for their life and have a massive ripple effect. And I do this by supporting female visionaries who are leading women's organizations, who are speaking, they're chairing group mentorship programs, maybe they're leading their team in their organization, and in one-on-one and group coaching. And I believe wholeheartedly that where possibility, purpose, and consciousness meet, that's where we flourish. And I'm live today from the bottom of the Rocky Mountains in Calgary, Alberta, an entrepreneurial and philanthropic hub. Joining me today is my courageous guest, Monica Kretschmer, who I'll formally introduce in a moment. Hello and welcome, Monica. Are you on the line with me?
Good morning, Yvonne. How are you? I'm live and ready to roll.
Great. I will do your formal introduction in just a moment. I've had a few people ask already, though, how did this show get started? A little background. In January of 2017, I was looking at my bucket list, and I realized that there was one thing that I'd written down, yet I'd actually done nothing about yet. Have you ever written down goals in the new year or have an ongoing list of wonderful dreams that you want to experience or places you want to travel to? Maybe you wanted to travel while you're still young enough to enjoy the trip. Each year for many years, I've checked things off as successes and goals, and each year my deepening sense of awareness highlighted that it's actually the material stuff in life that was beginning to be less meaningful. And writing a best-selling book was one of my items. It jumped off the page as I read down the list and almost called out to me, it's time! Have you ever listened to that intuitive little voice inside your soul whispering? Yeah, for me it was time. But I wondered, what could I write about? I mean, as a professional coach and mentor, I've done much reflection in the last year, and I realized that several particular concepts resonated with my female clients, and many times over I would hear and observe how women used, one or two words in particular when they lacked confidence. And my clients were invariably coming to me asking, what could they do to have more confidence, leading to coaching questions which helped them to become more confident. So as I began writing about a few words in particular, a total of 40 words flowed out. It was like magic. It was from the universe. Words that women use that either deflate their confidence when used without awareness, or when used with awareness and some strategy, can significantly help them elevate their confidence. So that's what the upcoming book, if you've seen the advertising, Words, Women, and Wisdom, that's what the upcoming book is all about. It started off being called lovingly Word Power and then evolved into The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. So let's take a short break, and I will be right back with my guest, Monica Kretschmer. Just a little bit here about the book.
All right, we came off on break.
There we go.
This new book is for women ready to rediscover their take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and have already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Times Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing, all signaling it's time for women's equality and to change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
There, a little introduction. Monica, you've been patiently waiting on the line. It's your turn now. Welcome to my guest, Monica Kretschmer. If you haven't met Monica, she's a dynamo. She's the founder and CEO of Canadian Business Chicks, of the Women of Inspiration Awards, and the newly formed Support Her Movement, which is all about elevating male business leaders to empower women in the workplace. Monica will share a little bit more about that. She's also the founder of the Nest Foundation, which is all about empowering women to rebuild their lives for themselves and their children. I'm sure there's a story in there, Monica. She's also a native Calgarian and entrepreneur at heart with a passion for building authentic connections, empowering women, and embracing life with courage, with confidence, commitment, and integrity. Her mission is to inspire women to lead with a purpose and prosper in life and business. And she's actually been breaking down traditional silos and barriers by embracing collaboration and diversity. In the last 4 short years, she's built a recognizable brand across Canada. She's spearheaded partnerships with government agencies, with nonprofits, venture capitalists, and women's organizations. And she has a big, juicy vision, which is to grow Canadian Business Chicks nationally and Women of Inspiration globally. So, Monica, what an amazing introduction. You exude confidence today. However, I know it was not always like that. And I know that there's always, it seems like there's always some sort of, you know, traumatic event that happens, which is where our rose petals move from being a tight bud into blossoming and showcasing the true power within. So I'm interested to hear the story. What happened and how are you feeling? Where do we start?
So, first of all, thank you, Yvonne. And I just want to say a brief congratulations. This is your number one show. I'm really honored to be able to be your very first guest today. So congratulations on this milestone in putting your vision into action. So where do we start, really? I think that's a question. You know, why do women do the things that we do? And I truly believe that every woman has a story. Every woman's story is very unique and very different, and mine in it is as well. And I truly believe that when we step into our power, after we overcome challenges and adversity, that's when the fear kind of dissipates and our confidence soars. And that was truly my experience, you know, when I launched Canadian Business Chicks, because it was really, I had a window of opportunity where I'm like, I've been tested beyond what anybody else could possibly test themselves or inflict that much hardship and pain. And stepping into that zone where you've been tested, you know that it's for a bigger purpose out there. And so that's when I decided to launch Canadian Business Chicks.
Wow. Now, did Canadian Business Chicks come first, or did Women of Inspiration come first? Because you've done so much, it feels like a blur looking back over the last 4 years.
You know, it's funny because I have a coach that I talk to, and when I shared with her that, you know, what it is that I was doing, I was expecting her to say, you know, that's a big juicy vision you've got there. But she said, go bigger. I think you can even do bigger. And the reason is that I've got so much that has happened to me, like you have said, where I've, you know, spearheaded Canadian business checks, but I stepped into that motion of building a community, a national community that was built around core values, the courage, the confidence, the commitment, and integrity. I knew that those were my core values that sort of helped me overcome adversity. And so that was the foundation of the organization. And I knew at that time when I started Canadian Business Checks that I wanted to create a rewards and recognition program. I wanted to create a legacy for the woman that inspired me, that had got me through that time in adversity. Because if it wasn't for her, I don't think that I would have soared as high or kept my head held as high or as with grace and dignity like I did. So I wanted to create a way to say thank you to her and give a legacy. Because certainly when somebody comes to your aid and supports you, you want to say thank you in a much larger way. So that was actually where Woman of Inspiration stemmed from, but it was in the vision, in the planning stage of Canadian Business Checks.
Well, I know from attending some of your live events and partnering in a couple of different initiatives that very often you tell a little bit more about the story, and I don't want to dwell on the past, and I know it's painful, and yet this show is called From Chaos to Confidence. So can you share a little bit about what happened and who was that woman of inspiration? What did she do for you that caused such a huge initiative with starting Women of Inspiration? Like, what happened?
So with every story, my journey has been, you know, a long journey. And I call my journey, and when I talk about it, I think you're referencing the seven-year journey. And, you know, everything that I've done sort of goes back to my why and what it is that I'm doing. The Rewards and Recognition Program, Woman of Inspiration, was created for my lawyer. And she was a family law lawyer that helped me overcome adversity. Now, I stepped into, I got married, at 30, how old was I, counting the numbers, I got married at 35, and the pressures of, you know, wanting to get married, fall in love, have a baby, you know, start what typically we view as having a full life and a complete life is, you know, you have your career, you have your goals, and family comes to mind, right? So I stepped into that, and, you know, to be honest, it wasn't, I don't believe that I was actually as confident as I really thought I was at that time. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have made the same decision with a partner that I did. Every lining has a very unique turn and twist. I became a single mom when my son was 7 months old. So, you know, literally when we think we're on a path of, building a life with a partner, and it's almost like the rug gets pulled beneath you, that is when really it was a big, significant turning point in my life, because everything that, you know, everybody thought from the outside looking in was so perfect was a complete mess inside. It was chaos. And, taking that step to leave a relationship, an unhealthy relationship. And let me tell you, it's little stones being thrown at you, and you go, ouch. And then the stones get bigger and bigger and bigger. And before you know it, there are boulders being thrown at you. So you know when it's time that you need to leave. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But the stepping into that role of being a single mom, and, you know, life turned upside down. I, you know, had donated clothes to the women's shelter, and, you know, the next moment I knew what the walls and the color of the walls of the inside of these rooms look like. So my story is unique. It's my own. I know that there are other women that go through this same situation. But my seven-year journey and that rebuilding piece of it after I had left the relationship was really what was the most challenging for me, because it just was out of my control. As I said, I created Woman of Inspiration for my lawyer, and I had, you know, a 7-month-old baby, and I had lawsuits, about 14 lawsuits against me. So I, you know, it was a lot to handle as a single mom.
Wow. That sounds like an expensive journey as well, thinking about the last time that I was working with a lawyer. So I'm sure that that just added additional stress to the situation.
Well, you know, it's... I look at the situation now, and I look about how much I learned about myself through that whole experience. When we don't think that we have the internal strength to move forward, it's amazing. It's like almost a superhuman power that we have when we have one reason, and my reason was my son. And I knew that I wasn't going to give up no matter what happened, and no matter how hard you have somebody pull you down and trying to put your head underwater so you can't succeed, gives you that much more, how would you say, motivation to succeed.
Wow. Well, certainly our kids will do amazing things to help us be motivated. Let's just take a little breather here for a moment, because that was some pretty heavy stuff. Just hold on there, Monica.
Oh, I've got it. We're all good.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because I think it really does help women understand when we come to talk about some of the amazing organizations that you're building now, why, as you say, why is such an important piece? And any entrepreneur knows if you can explain your why succinctly, people get it. They connect with it. It resonates. You almost don't have to say anything more about what the organization is providing. So I want to thank you and honor you for sharing that piece of yourself, because I know that it's not something that is necessarily great to look back on. And yet, as you say, you learned so much about yourself. So what were some of those key things, if you think about maybe, you know, 3 or 4 things that you really were able to see under the microscope that you can leverage now as your new confidence, new more confident self?
You know, I think, Yvonne, through that whole process, I think I've talked about stepping into the core values. And I don't know that people will, you know, it's a long process. It takes a lot of time and attention to go through that. So I knew when I wanted to launch Canadian Business Chicks, I had a very clear vision of wanting to build a community of women supporting women that welcomed and broke the traditional silos, you know, that existed, where, you know, have all industries. Every woman can, you know, contribute something to that. But I also wanted to bring them with the shared values. And I thought, you know, that is one thing that I learned about myself that I think I can share with everybody else, is taking that time to actually learn about what your core values really are. And some people have a core set of values personally, and they're usually, you know, a foundation for what your business values are as well. So when you can make those values seamless, it really provides a, how would you say, a guiding light for, you know, who you do business with, who you align with, people that you resonate with. It's quite magical how that happens, and if you spend the time going through that, you really learn a lot more about yourself as well and what drives you.
Mm, absolutely, and certainly in my career, as you know, I've worked quite a bit in sales, also working in senior human resources roles, and interviewed about, 6,000 people in my career for different job opportunities before moving in the last 10 years into coaching specifically with women. One of the key pieces that I always guided my clients to when they were hiring was to find out what the person's values are before you hire them. Because if they don't match with the values of your organization, you're just going to end up bumping heads. And it's not going to be a pleasant experience. You're not going to be able to train somebody's values out of them. And it just creates friction where you don't need it. So if any of you have not dug into your values recently, listeners out there, I highly encourage you, if you take one thing away from this call today, is to think about what are your core values and how do you actually live into those every day with what you're doing right now, whether you have your own business, whether you're an entrepreneur, a founder, a leader, a female professional, a stay-at-home mom. How do you live your values? And if you want a free values assessment, email me at the end of the show, yvonne@wordswomenandwisdom.com. That's A-N-D, to spell it out. And I'm happy to share a link with you and get that moving. Whew. So linking back to values, I also am very strong on values, as you know, and that was part of what led to writing the book. let's do a little short clip here.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting compensation. I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change. The modern art of confident conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why?
I get so excited when I start thinking about what a difference this book is actually going to make when it gets launched very, very soon. So, Monica, let's talk a little bit more about some of the amazing things that you're now building, bringing in those core values of courage, confidence, commitment, and integrity. I think probably the biggest thing on the radar right now for you is the Women of Inspiration Awards celebration coming up in September. Can you share a little bit more about what that's about and how that, again, links back to what you've been living in the past 7 years, past 4 years in particular, in that movement from chaos to courage and confidence?
So, you know, it's really something that has happened organically. You know, we can have a big, juicy vision of for what we want to accomplish and achieve. And certainly Woman of Inspiration was on my vision when I launched Canadian Business Chicks, but I had no idea the impact that it was going to make, not only to the people that are involved, but also the ripple effect that surrounded the winners, the nominees, the people that are involved in it. And I'll, you know, take you back to the significance of the awards. It was for, you know, to say thank you to my lawyer, create a legacy for her. And, you know, I remember that first year, September 26, 2015. Now, the date's really incredibly important because that was the very first day that her and I actually started working together. There was actually a document signed on that date. And if you think about 8 years later, all that has happened in between, and then for her to be standing on a stage where I'm recognizing her for being a woman of inspiration who, you know, is you know, she's a poster child for integrity, courage, confidence, commitment, and those same values as well. And being able to recognize her for doing, you know, for helping and supporting a woman through adversity to achieve brilliance. So it was really interesting how that happened. I looked up after that event, and it was a sold-out event. We had 200 people. It was a breakfast on a Saturday morning, and, you know, I had no idea that it was such a feat to get people out at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning for breakfast, but we did it. You know, I just thought, who wouldn't want to go for breakfast on Saturday morning and start their day off at noon? And, you know, it was interesting, after that very first event, Yvonne, was when that seed was planted for, hey, I am not the only woman with a woman of inspiration. Every single woman I meet and have met has that woman that really is something special to them that inspires them to do more and be more.
Mm. Well, I wasn't, unfortunately, at the first event, although I know that you had Brett Wilson there. You also had Manjeet, the brewery queen, and a number of other celebrities and well-recognized community figures and philanthropists. It sounded like it was a fabulous event, and then I was actually at the second and third events. I'm glad that you changed the time, because for me, with a special needs son trying to get out the door at, you know, for 7 a.m. on a Saturday, that could have been a bit of a challenge.
You know, and I think what is really important is that as I build and grow Women of Inspiration, Yvonne, I've always sent feedback. You know, how can we improve what we've done? How can we make this more impactful? What can we do to leverage the visibility for our nominees? How can we make it more special and unique and extraordinary for every single person that attends? And so over the years, I've been taking all those feedback every single year and incorporating that into our next year's program. So this year, we've taken the leap to, we're at the TELUS Convention Center again this year, which is a fabulous facility, but we've moved it to a Thursday evening. Now, the reason for that is we want to really tap into that corporate market and honor the work-life balance. And, you know, myself included, you have a family, I have a family, I have a, you know, my son is now 12. So I wanted to be able to honor that weekend time, that is family time, time to regroup, recharge your batteries. So Monday through Friday is sort of a work, or Monday through Thursday is work time. So we want to tap into those corporate environments, and for sure this year we want to see more men in the room as well.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about the categories and how the women are selected for these awards. Because I know, I mean, Women's Inspiration, it is just that. I mean, it's an event. I mean, I've been to some awards ceremonies that are, to be honest, pretty dry and boring. And your event is so lively, inspirational, engaging, uplifting. I mean, it really is a true celebration. So how do the women get picked? And I'm not asking this because I was actually nominated this year by one of my proteges for the mentorship category. But I'm asking because I think that some of the listeners might have somebody next year that they might now be thinking, wow, I really need to recognize this lady because she has been doing some amazing things to support me in my life and inspire me to take bigger steps and move into my next level of potential and greatness. What's the process?
So, Yvonne, our awards nominees or nominations are open to the public. So over the last couple of years, last year we actually opened it up across Canada. We were at a Canada 150 event and had a message from Madame Trudeau to congratulate the nominees. And, you know, from that standpoint, it's just like I wanted to be able to reach as many women as possible across Canada that are doing inspiring things to, you know, inspire actions to others. So, you know, it will remain open to the public to nominate a woman of inspiration that inspires you. There are 12 diverse categories. This year we added Power Partners to raise the awareness for gender parity and, you know, diversity you know, and really bring that to the forefront where men and women are powerful allies that work together. So we wanted to really take action and do something about this really, really important message. And so we've, you know, added power partners. We have unsung heroes. So there's the firefighters, the RCMP, the police, the military, all of these people that are in the public service that do an amazing job every single day. We want to make sure that they don't go unmissed. I think that's really important, as is the entrepreneurs, you know, these wonderful people that are, you know, finding solutions and creating change in the world. So we have humanitarians, difference makers, you know, millennial leaders, you know, those young leaders in the community. We want to make sure that we have such a diverse set of categories so that there is a category for every woman. And, you know, I'm always interested to see the applications that come through. The stories are absolutely awe-inspiring. Every single story is so incredible, and you know, just being able to celebrate the accomplishments of these women is truly magical. I do have to say that what surprises me the most, Yvonne, is that being recognized is probably one of the most impactful things that you can do to tell somebody that they're actually doing a great job by saying, you're making a difference, and what you do matters. And every single package that has come through, it's overwhelming to see that how big that imprint is left with the women that are being recognized. They're humbled. They don't realize the ripple effect that they're making around them by the work that they're doing. So truly, I congratulate every single one of our nominees, and we look forward to receiving more in the new year.
Mm-hmm. And I certainly remember several very tearful acceptances last year, as well as being blown away by the youngest award recipient, Sophia Fairweather, for the Millennial Leader category, who was 9. She's 9, and she's already developed 5 products for each of the science, engineering, technology, math, all of the different STEM categories. What a role model. And she's 9.
I think that's the beauty of it, though, Yvonne. You know, this application came through. We had a millennial leader. And, of course, all we needed was that parental consent. You know, is this okay? And somebody nominated her, of course. And she had the same process that with the selection committee that everybody else did. But her, what she has done in such a short period of time has really captured the attention of, you know, it's making waves across Canada. It's really incredible. So a great little leader inspiring women and men of all ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really excited to continue following her evolution and seeing some of the other things that she's doing, you know, speaking at the UN at 9. I mean, that's pretty incredible and inspirational. So anybody who is listening, maybe you might want to take a moment to think about, you know, what is it that you could do a little differently, a little more courageously? If you were just to step things up one notch, what are you willing to do differently starting this week? What's one small step that you can make towards living more fully into your potential? And I'm excited because I know that once my book launches, and it's in the final edit stage still, that it's going to have impact on thousands of women. I know that. It's just a last little bit about it.
I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity, until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. words from a song can replay in our heads for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throat. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use the most powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power. Add words that energize and invigorate. Shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
Welcome back, Monica. So let's talk a little bit more before we actually open the phone lines. And if you are thinking that, hey, you know, I have a question for you, Monica, I have a question for you, Yvonne, and are looking to dial in, the posted numbers were on the website advertising your own link. So you can dial in 1-888-627-6008. That's toll-free. 1-888-627-6008 or 1-323-744-4831. Let's get back to Monica. So we talked about Women of Inspiration, which is an amazing celebration. And I also wanted to talk a little bit more about how Canadian Business Chicks has been evolving, because you also have a new initiative building as well, which I'm super excited about, the Support Her movement, which is really about challenging the public to raise awareness about the important contribution made by women, but also the male champions in their community who show that they actually do provide her with support in their networks, in their communities, in their workplaces. And I think that this was fairly recently launched to help elevate the male business leaders who are wanting to step up to help bring gender inclusiveness and education to the forefront. And these are men who genuinely believe in gender equality, in fairness, who are excited to develop talent, female talent, in their organizations. And I think that they have a real opportunity to make a difference. So tell me a little bit more about the Support Her movement and how that bubbled up.
So I think I can, you know, start with, if you'll recall, I say that there's going to be the men that will try and pull at your feet and pull you down. But guess mm-hmm. what? They're not the norm. and I truly believe that. I believe that there's so many great men around us daily that want to empower us to succeed, want us to be our very best selves. And those are the men that I want to say, hey, I support you. I support her. That was what my intention was with Support Her. The Me Too movement, it's almost created a backwards effect now, where men are scared to go into the room with women for fear that there might be some sort of, you know, allegation made. You can't open up, a Twitter feed or the news, turn on the news, without there being something that where men are being seen in a bad light or a negative light. So I think there's an opportunity, which is why we created Support Her, to elevate the male business leaders that are empowering women, not only in their networks, but in their communities and in their workplaces. And I believe that the Support Hers aren't, and the reason why it's so inclusive like that is because those men that are true champions, they don't just turn it off at home. They bring it to the workplace. They bring it out into the community, and they continue to help and support women. So I really, really would love to see we've actually themed this year's Woman of Inspiration, Support Her. I want to challenge men to be visible supporters in the room at Woman of Inspiration, because to be honest, when I met Michelle Obama March 23rd, when she was in Calgary, she was speaking on stage about, you know, we can't do it alone. And you know what? We really can't. We do have a support system, and our support system does include that male influence, whether it be a brother, a friend, a supporter, a sponsor, a coworker. There's always that male influence in there, and I think it's really important to recognize that and raise the bar to say, hey, thank you, and promote that in the workplace. It plants the seed for a diversity program.
Mm-hmm. So where can people find out if there are men listening on the call? I mean, gee, I hope my husband's listening as well. I think he is, my first show. Where can men find out more about how to get involved with the Support Her initiative?
So, I have a couple different channels. We have a newsletter, of course, that we have weekly. We send out a newsletter weekly, so you can sign up on our website. You can contact me, LinkedIn me. I'd be happy to respond there. Follow our feed on Twitter at CDNBizChicks. There's lots of ways to get in contact with me. I'm sure you'll have a link after the show with the website as well that they can link on to. But I'd be more than happy to answer any questions if people are calling in or if they want to follow up and reach me afterwards. I'd be really happy to share a little bit more about the program, because it is catching like wildfire. Men are saying thank you for recognizing the fact that we actually do have something to contribute and we do want to support.
Mm-hmm. Well, very often what I'm finding in the mentorship programs that I chair is women appreciate having women as mentors, because if a mentor is one level up in the organization from where you are right now, or one zero up when we come to business success, it's not a five figure, it's a six figure or a seven figure supporter, mentor, there is definitely an appreciation for how do I really make my way in the business world where there's still so many men in positions that are of power. And, venture capital funding, for example, there are so many men who are the ones receiving the pitches, and I hear numerous times from females who are pitching for funding that they just don't get a fair shake. They see a skirt walking in, and right away they sort of switch off instead of listening, where I think women are actually much more conservative in their numbers. And I was having a discussion with Melinda Woodstock, the founder of the Wings of Inspired Business podcast, who was also one of my interviews I did with my Confident and Influential Women series on Zoom and YouTube. The women just really have to work a lot harder to be heard. And I saw it in my HR role as well, where women are very often judged based on their past experience instead of being judged on their past experience combined with their future potential. And the men in the discussions in succession planning meetings, many of them that I've been in, usually are judged purely on their potential. So it's an interesting dynamic. And when we actually move from mentors into sponsors, which are typically two levels up in the organization, that's very often where it gets kind of thin to find enough senior women to be sponsors, because they're extremely busy with a very responsible job, and they may have family as well, and there just aren't as many to go around. So it can become challenging. So congratulations putting the spotlight on supporting men, men who are in the community, highlighting them for their insight, their forward thinking, their progressive attitude, in saying, look, we have a workforce where we really can leverage the competencies that women leaders bring to the forefront, which are about teamwork, about collaboration, listening to those intuitive hits, not just purely looking at the short term and looking at the numbers as the sole measure of success in the business. It's great to have short-term high revenues. However, as you know, you've been building for 4 years. Longevity is key, and that comes through building what you have called before authentic relationships.
You know, it's really interesting, Yvonne. You know, it's just, it's almost like, you remember that little video that they have about that naked man dancing on the mountain? And I like to, you know, bring that up because I think everybody's probably seen it at one point in time. And it's just that one person that's taking a stand and taking action. And I think the video is maybe 30 seconds where one man is dancing on the mountain. And by the end of the 30 seconds, half the mountain, the whole mountain, at a minute, is actually dancing on the mountain with him. And I think that, that is, and it's really a wonderful little, if you just Google naked man on mountain, I'm sure you'll find it on YouTube. But, you know, it's just the power of one person having, taking action and making a commitment to make it happen. So we're hoping that by, and not hoping, we're seeing it happen already, where we're engaging with men that are leaders in their organization that want to set the tone for the rest of their organization. And it just takes that leader in the organization or the senior management level to say, you know what, I support her, and the rest will fall into place magically. It's planting the seed. It's changing the conversation at the water cooler. It's sending a massive, massive message to your organization when you do say, we support women. You may not have everything figured out right away, how that's going to come to, you know, the processes or what exactly you're going to do within your organization, but just having that mindset inspires action.
Mm-hmm. So we have just under 10 minutes left in our show, our first show, and I'm looking to see, when you talked about taking action, do we have any brave live callers who've decided to call in today on the toll-free number 1-888-627-6008? Very rare opportunity to get a few moments of Monica's time, especially at this time of year with so many activities building up to Women of Inspiration in September. So now's your opportunity for a question. Dial in now. Do we have any callers waiting on the line? No brave souls out there. Well, this is the first show, so you'll get used to having this number being offered and available. So, Monica, let's just talk a little bit more about, you have a phenomenal guest coming up on Women of Inspiration. I remember watching Dragon's Den when Brett Wilson invested in the Seven Virtues and Barb Stegman in particular. It was a lovely story. Do you want to just summarize why you chose her for your keynote speaker this year, what Seven Virtues is about?
So, you know, each year for Women of Inspiration, I like to have the room environment so that anybody walking in off the street, not knowing anybody in the room, could leave with rubbing shoulders with some amazing people, leave inspired, and hear an amazing keynote speaker. It's a really neat environment in that sense that I truly believe that everybody contributes. So I make sure that all the nominees are well celebrated, the awards happens, and then the keynote speaker is also inspiring and in a story. Barb was, as you mentioned, Brett Wilson had found her on the Dragon's Den. And I think the story goes that she was actually on the Dragon's Den, you know, two times. The first time unsuccessful, and the second time, you know, Brett had encouraged her to go back on the show, and because he knew that she had a product that he was really interested in. And, you know, Barb is a social entrepreneur, so she does what she does with purpose. And I think what's really interesting about Barb is that she has this phenomenal passion for what it is that she's doing. There was a seed planted, this whole story about how Seven Virtues came to be was all about the relationship that she had with her best friend. And, you know, he was in Afghanistan, and when he was, in Afghanistan, he was, attacked. And so she made it her mission to go back and do good in Afghanistan. And so turning the poppy oils into perfume is really where it stemmed from. And her passion and her, you know, commitment to seeing her friend through the journey and him soaring and going through his rehabilitation is just a remarkable story that's really inspiring when you think about why people do what they do and how their actions can lead to making big, dramatic changes in the world. Not only is she inspiring others to step out and do that, but she's inspiring, she's creating opportunities in third world countries for people to, you know, make and earn a living. And, you know, she's now on a boat, I think, she's launched into Canada, Sephora, into the States, and has plans for Europe. So her story is really incredible. I'm not going to say anything more because you need to be in the room. Even if you heard her speak a couple years ago, I guarantee she's gone leaps and bounds and lightning speed ahead. She will blow your socks off. So, you know, those are the type of people that I like to sort of bring in to Women of Inspiration, are real success, inspiring stories. You know, they've overcome something. They're reaching for something further and bigger. And I think we all take home a little something when we are around that energy and when we hear these people speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know for myself, I burned out chasing big contracts that were worth significant chunks of money in my business and decided I was going to operate differently. And that was when my brand Flourish, We Flourish actually, was born, and have taken that same approach and brought that forward into how I plan to launch the book. So right now there is some pre-launch pricing on my website, wordswomenandwisdom.com. And I'm a social entrepreneur. I mean, I'm operating a mission-inspired business to support women to elevate their confidence. And so in order to have more women receiving a copy, I'm actually giving away a copy for everyone sold. So one copy will be donated to a women's shelter, foundation, or not-for-profit. So if you support women in one of those ways, again, I encourage you to email me, admin@wordswomenandwisdom. Tell me a little bit about your women's group, as I am building a list of deserving women's groups ready for donations. And there's obviously going to be copies heading towards the Nest Foundation, which we might have to have you come back and talk again a little bit more about that at another time. We have a couple of minutes left. I honestly have been thrilled, Monica, that you were able to join me today. And if you had, you know, three quick nuggets in our last couple of minutes here that you would be willing to share for how women can help elevate their confidence based on your own journey, what would you say?
I think probably the most important thing is don't be afraid to take action. Know that you're not alone. And I love this phrase where you say, be willing to fail forward. Because I believe that, you know, I spoke last year and I had the purpose kit on the stage and I had everybody pull out the Band-Aid. And the Band-Aid was for, you know, you haven't achieved success if you don't have a few, you know, scratches and have needed a couple Band-Aids along the way. And just know that Band-Aid, once you rip it off, it's completely healed, so it's not permanent. And I think that's probably the most important thing is that when you're going after and building your dream, you're going after, you know, elevating your career or in your business, there's always going to be those hurdles. But those hurdles, welcome them, embrace them, embrace the fear, and just be prepared to step into it confidently.
Stepping into it confidently, absolutely. So unless we have any last callers on the line, any callers popped up? This is a live show. No, I think I'm the one asking the final questions. So this has been Words, Women, and Wisdom. I'm your show host, Yvonne Silver. If you're looking at having an inspirational speaker join you, I encourage you, again, to reach out to Monica. She does do public speaking. Women of Inspiration this year will be attracting, 100, 800 women, and Monica is leading the podium for that event. So I encourage you to reach out and find out more about how you can get your ticket and show up for WIRD's Women Women of Inspiration event in September at CanadianBusinessChicks.com. There's more information there. And I look forward to continuing to share touching stories and intriguing guests, women, wisdom, confidence to help you consider how you're ready to step into your next level of confidence. I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. So the next show is not next week. It's not a weekly show just yet. We'll actually be coming up in August. So watch the Facebook page, watch my WIRD's Women and Wisdom page, and I look forward to speaking with you all again soon. Bye for now, everybody.